Truth. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, May 6th, 2022, the end of the week. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Another very, very busy news day. We've got a lot of news to try and get through before we open up the phone lines for your comments and questions, observations and opinions. And Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. And again, at least from my particular point of view, the escalating situation in Ukraine is still the most important news that's out there. Now, we all know that last month, the Russian warship Moskva was sunk by Ukrainian missile fire after receiving targeting data from the United States. Well, apparently it may have happened again. According to multiple sources, there is another Russian warship, the Admiral Makarov, which is now on fire after being hit by a Ukrainian missile. And this is a provocation like you wouldn't believe here. I don't expect Russia to take this sitting down. I think things are really going to crank up now. Anyway, story out of the leoterrell.com confirming that Ukraine sunk the Moskva by using U.S. intelligence. And that article, that claim is also backed up by an article in Zero Hedge saying that this is a bombshell escalation, and it certainly is. Now, an article came on out from Responsible Statecraft based on a New York Times report that the U.S. has been providing real-time intelligence to the Ukrainian army for the specific purpose of killing Russian generals. And again, this is bringing us closer to a direct war with Russia. Now, the New York Times says that's happening. The Pentagon has come on out and saying, no, we're not doing that. We are not giving Ukraine intelligence to target Russian generals. So, again, truth is the first casualty of war. Meanwhile, this is from Moon of Alabama. Ukraine's forces are being ordered to hold the line, even though that line is being pounded by Russian artillery. You know, Zelensky seems to be taking this, you know, where we're going to fight down to the last man, and, you know, you all have to fight to the death and die honorably and all that other stuff here. And it really is ramping up here. Over at lewrockwell.com, they have an article about how the neoconservatives are setting up the world for nuclear war. And I think Lou Rockwell should have included there are elements of the liberal agenda that's out there. I mean, we're seeing a lot of progressives out there pushing for this war as well. And, this is going to end in a nuclear war, because the first side that decides it cannot win conventionally, they're going to turn those little brass keys in those silos, and it's going to be a bad day for anybody not wearing 2 million sunblock. Over at Congress, they almost unanimously voted to support Lend-Lease for Ukraine. And the vote basically was 221 votes belonged to the Democrats, 196 to Republicans, 10 Republicans voted against. So it was an almost unanimous vote. And Kiev is going to start getting more weapons and munitions and systems from the United States under Lend-Lease. Now, as a reminder, Lend-Lease was kind of this scam. It was a bit of a scam by Franklin D. Roosevelt. He wanted to send supplies to Great Britain, but there were several laws that had been passed, maintaining U.S. independence and non-intervention, and Roosevelt got around them by inventing Lend-Lease, and that is now being resurrected to send all kinds of war material to Ukraine, while the U.S. tries to say, well, you know, we're kind of on the side of Ukraine, but we're not really involved, even though they are decisively involved. And already Ukraine has got their little wish list out there saying they are in need of multiple launch rocket systems. Okay, and these are considered field shotguns. They fire huge barrage of rockets at the enemy here. So, you know, there's another article. This one came on out from Press TV saying that all this military aid to Ukraine, not just from the U.S. but from NATO, is definitely leading us to World War III. And, you know, the defense contractors are making money and the politicians are making money. And a lot of people are going to be killed and crippled in the name of the great game. Even Tucker Carlson has weighed on into this, saying that the United States is speeding toward one of the great disasters in our history with its Ukraine policy. He is absolutely correct, because given the advanced state of Russian and Chinese weaponry and the fact that our military is exhausted, stockpiles drawn down by all the wars that have been going on for the last 20 years, we could very easily lose this next world war, and that would be a bad thing, okay? Now, Biden, actually, he was on a visit to a Lockheed Martin weapons manufacturing facility on Tuesday, where I'm sure everybody cheered for him appropriately, and, you know, thanked the company's workers for creating the Javelin anti-tank missiles, which Ukrainian fighters are using to attack Russian tanks. And during the speech, he openly admitted the U.S. is using Ukraine as a proxy in a war against Russia. And, you know, proxy wars have a bad habit of turning into real wars. Okay. Russia and Ukraine are, for all intents and purposes, at war, and so is the U.S. effectively. And the Biden administration has shifted from seeking to help Kiev defend itself to using Kiev as a weapon against Moscow. And it would be nice if the Ukrainians realized that. I'm sure Zelensky understands that's what's going on. But whatever happens, you know, he's going to come out of this comfortably wealthy. Another article, this one is coming on out of Aleppo News, saying that the U.S. constant bragging about its involvement in Ukraine is going to lead to uncontrollable escalation. And if that report about a second Russian warship being on fire in the Black Sea is true, yeah, the situation is escalating. And there doesn't really seem to be anybody saying maybe we should, you know, take a break, think about this very carefully before we proceed. It's just everybody's got their finger on the trigger and on the button, and they're all ready to go, you know. Reminds me, there's this movie called Hot Shots Part Deux, and it was the first movie I took Claire to when we were dating. And there's this one scene in there where there's this soldier, and he's out there, and he pauses and he turns to the camera and he says, "War, it's fantastic." And it was a spoof on a then popular sports commercial. But yeah, there are people who are out there saying, yeah, this is a good thing. We're going to have fun. It's going to be fireworks. We'll get to, you know, look at all this fun stuff here. And it's certainly going to be much more entertaining than anything we're going to find over on, well, Netflix. Meanwhile, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and President Biden, agreed in a call yesterday they will not recognize any Russian territorial gains in Ukraine. Okay, well, they can do that, and, you know, they did that before when Crimea seceded, and they said, we don't recognize the secession, you know, Russia stole you, and it's just more posturing and propaganda. Meanwhile, Russia's ambassador to the United States said that NATO leaders are not really taking the threat of a nuclear war seriously enough. They should be thinking about it as being very possible. They should think what it would actually mean to the nations engaged in a nuclear exchange. So this ambassador, Anatoly Antonov, was interviewed by Newsweek, and he said, the current generation of NATO politicians clearly does not take the nuclear threat seriously. And while it's widely believed that a direct war between NATO and Russia would quickly turn nuclear, the danger doesn't appear to be factored in to the Western approach to the war in Ukraine. And it should be. Somebody should be out there doing worst-case scenario. And over at the Kremlin, there is this Russian war reporter, Alexander Sladkov, and he's basically saying that they're reaching the point where Vladimir Putin will have no way to go back. He'll be forced to use nuclear weapons in Ukraine. And we're coming up on a red line here. Meanwhile, here in the United States, the U.S. Stratcom chief has also issued a nuclear warning. Okay, U.S. Strategic Command Chief Admiral Charles Richards said Wednesday in a Senate hearing, concerned about three-party deterrence dynamics, and saying, yes, it's time to really take the possibility of a nuclear war very, very seriously. Okay, finally got a confirmation. Yes, Vladimir Putin does have cancer. He's going to be undergoing cancer surgery. They're reassuring the world that his temporary fill-in is not going to do anything rash. So hopefully that will keep things calm. And meanwhile, Adam Kinzinger, he was the guy who's out there saying we need to get our soldiers on the ground there. And he was pushing this Ukraine War Powers Bill, basically an authorization for the use of military force to give Biden the authority to simply declare war against Russia, if it just pops into his deranged mind here. But he can't get any co-sponsors for it. Nobody else thinks this is a really, really good idea. And so a little bit of positive news, the war wagon in Washington, D.C., is in a little bit of trouble here. Okay, getting into politics, and of course the abortion issue, the Supreme Court is still paramount in a lot of people's minds. It's still being fanned for all it's worth on corporate media, on social media. There's this liberal group that basically doxed the Supreme Court justices. They published the home addresses of the Supreme Court justices and called for protests in front of their homes. This, I think, qualifies as incitement. And they've already got an organization put together. It's known as Ruth Sent Us, after Ruth Bader Ginsburg, which is kind of odd because Ruth Bader Ginsburg thought that Roe versus Wade went too far. So they're going to have an event on the 11th, and they're going to basically be protesting in front of the Supreme Court justices to get them to leave Roe versus Wade alone. In other words, liberals think mobocracy is the future of this country, and I don't think so, being a strict constitutionalist here. So this group, is targeting Samuel Alito, Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Comey Barrett, and John Roberts. And again, they're calling themselves Ruth Sent Us. But Ruth Bader Ginsburg predicted that Roe versus Wade would cause trouble. And it definitely would. Okay, Tucker Carlson was out with a video saying the violence has already started. He's correct. Over in Boulder, Colorado, a Catholic church was vandalized with abortion rights graffiti. And church was, spray painted "bans off our bodies" and "my body, my choice." And several anarchist symbols were also spray painted on the walls as well. So, certainly wasn't "my body, my choice" when the liberals were saying, you got to get those vaccines. You got to get those here. Meanwhile, over at Judicial Crisis Networks, the network president, Carrie Severino, is asking who is funding all these protests, because they're showing up with printed signs. And this appears to be a rent-a-mob situation. And we need to find, who's spending the money behind it. Could be Planned Parenthood, because they don't want to lose their profit. And their cash cow, as it were, here. And another warning coming out of Fox News, which is starting to look really good again, they're warning that violent Antifa activists are already active again in Portland and Seattle, and they are now on the Roe versus Wade bandwagon. They don't want it overturned. They're out there pro-abortion, and they are committing acts of violence. Okay? Now, Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, is out there trying to just push the fear porn as hard as she can and says the Supreme Court will next target interracial marriage. Oh my goodness, the Supreme Court is going to ban interracial marriage here. And of course, it's complete nonsense. The Supreme Court is not going to do that. But, you know, the liberals are desperate. They're going to say anything that pops into their little minds, you know, to try and panic people into voting Democrat in the midterm elections. Now, over in the Congress, there is this whole issue about ending the filibuster. The liberals want to vote to codify abortion law, and unfortunately, under the rules of the Congress, they'll have to get 60 votes to pass it, and they don't have that much of a majority in the Senate. So they're out there saying, time to end the filibuster, time to, you know, the system doesn't do what we want. We're going to change the system around until it gives us everything that we want here. But Senator Mike Lee was interviewed on One American News Network and said that the effort to end the filibuster is a real threat that we face because it is a safety valve, okay, against a lopsided Congress pushing bad policy, which certainly seems to be the case here. And but without the filibuster going away, they're not likely to actually get this abortion law codified, Roe versus Wade codified into law. But what they want to do is get senators on record so that they can basically attack conservative senators for the midterms saying, oh, this person voted against ending Roe versus Wade or voted against keeping Roe versus Wade. I'm sorry, it gets really confusing after a while here. So, basically, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema are standing firm, refusing to kill the filibuster, and that means that codifying Roe versus Wade into law is impossible at this particular point, and the Democrats are very angry about that and saying bad things about Sinema and Manchin all over social media. But what is really interesting here, we need to go on back. Why is the Supreme Court looking at overturning Roe versus Wade? Well, because a lot of people said it went really way too far and it infringed on the states' rights. And that is the issue that is being decided. The Supreme Court is not going to ban abortion. If they overturn Roe versus Wade, all it does is return the decision to the voters of the separate states. And there is an article that came out of Zero Hedge saying this could be the start of a trend. The American people need to relocate power to the states because that central government in Washington, D.C. has been one disappointment after the other, after the other, after the other. Whether it's the economy, the open southern border, COVID, LGBTQ in elementary schools, really, it's hard to think of something the U.S. federal government in Washington, D.C. has done that's been good. Now, off the top of my head, I can't. When we open up the phones, if you know something really good the government in Washington, D.C. has done, call on in and educate us all. Now, some states, like Connecticut and California, are basically going to say abortion is available without restriction, you know, right up to the moment of birth if you want. In fact, in California, a little bit after. I think that's really very sick. You know, kid comes out, the mom says, oh, ugly. This one's ugly. I'm aborting. Down in Louisiana, they're going the extreme opposite direction. They are looking at a bill to make abortion a homicide crime. And that's going to have the pro-abortion people really, really upset because that's the big lie, okay? They want you to think that abortion is not killing, is not murder, that the fetus is just protoplasm and, you know, doesn't really have a right to life to begin with. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about abortion. We're talking about the Supreme Court. And, everyone is running around saying, oh, if the Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade, abortions will be banned across the country. No, that's very inaccurate. It's simply returning the decision to the individual states. And abortions are still going to be available in places like California, Connecticut, and others. Meanwhile, up in Canada, Justin Trudeau wants Canada to be a destination point for American women seeking abortions. Okay, and everybody's looking at, getting tourist dollars, abortion tourism. That's what they're going to call it here. All right, getting into other political things here. Representative Jim Jordan just absolutely blasted President Biden, took him to the woodshed during a recent appearance on Fox Business Network's Varney and Company, saying that Biden is the worst president in history. And that every time Biden speaks, he scares people. Either he's saying something that seems really bad for the country, or he says something that makes everybody wonder what the heck is going on between those ears here. And there's another article along the same line. Congressman Ronny Jackson is out there saying everybody knows there's something wrong with Biden. And this was after Donald Trump declared that any presidential candidate should have a cognitive exam to prove they're mentally fit. I'm totally in agreement with that. And let's expand it to members of Congress. Now, speaking of Donald Trump, a couple of days ago, earlier this week, Joe Biden came on out declaring that the MAGA movement was an extremist political organization. That's one of the favorite words of the liberals. You know, if you don't agree with them, you're extremists here. You know, I believe in the Constitution. Well, you're an extremist out there. I believe in the power. You're an extremist and so forth and so on. And Trump has fired on back, saying that, you know, MAGA is saving America from this nightmare that it is currently in. And again, getting on back to Biden's cognitive state, they've ginned up this whole Roe v. Wade abortion hysteria to try and stampede voters to the Democrats in the midterms here. And then Joe Biden turns around and angers some 70, 80 million Americans. Okay. Now, little bit of good news. This is also on Fox News. Two states, Missouri and Louisiana, are suing Joe Biden for colluding with big tech to bury the Hunter Biden story. And so there's going to be discovery on this, and a lot of information is going to come on out. And you know, people need to know. They really do need to know. Now, we've been talking about this idea of lawfare, where the Democrats are trying to get rid of candidates they don't want to run against by suing them, leveling false accusations against them. And one of the latest targets was U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. And there was a court case. There was a group of voters challenged her eligibility, and the judge ruled earlier today that Marjorie Taylor Greene is qualified to run for re-election. And so the Democrats are licking their wounds over that one here. Okay, meanwhile, John Durham has scored a major court victory this week, and basically... John Durham is moving forward, uncovering documents and evidence regarding this Trump-Russia collusion hoax, which was a hoax. And so it looks like something may percolate out of that. And my guess would be that we're going to see something from the Durham investigation just ahead of the midterms. Okay? Because, you know, both sides can play at that game here. Okay, getting on to the Ministry of Truth. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is still out there denying that he knew anything about his choice for the disinformation czar, including the fact that Nina Jankowicz had called the Hunter Biden laptop Russian disinformation. And she had backed the now discredited Steele dossier. And so Mayorkas is out there saying, oh, I didn't know. I really didn't know. Well, you know, I don't believe that for one second. Okay, because first of all, part of Mayorkas' job is to vet, you know, any potential office holders. And, you know, Nina Jankowicz is an appointee. You know, Mayorkas had to basically look into her background. And I think Mayorkas saw in her background exactly what the liberal establishment wanted. Hardcore liberal and, you know, just right, you know, right down the center with all of the liberal claims. Okay. Got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. Pardon me. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about the Ministry of Truth. And Rand Paul went after DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas regarding the Ministry of Truth. And Rand Paul said, we don't need government to tell us what's true. And then he pointed to the government's mishandling of COVID as an example of the government's shortcomings, not to mention obvious cover-ups and misstatement here. And, you know, Rand Paul said, I've said a million times that cloth masks don't work. YouTube takes me down. They're a private company. I can have that beef with him. What about you? You're going to look at that? I often say that natural immunity from having had the infection is equal to the vaccine or better. You're going to take that down. And then Paul said, are you going to put information out there saying that I'm spreading disinformation? Yeah, that's what they're planning on doing. And, you know, somebody, like if anybody from Judicial Watch is listening, this has to go right to the Supreme Court as a very clear violation of the First Amendment. Okay. Now, over at the House Judiciary Committee, the Republican members want to formally meet with Nina Jankowicz, otherwise known as Big Sister, the new head of the Ministry of Truth. And in a letter dated yesterday and displayed on Twitter, the House Republicans offered Jankowicz a chance to speak before the committee on Capitol Hill. The proposed testimony session, however, might go beyond a standard meet and greet. I would certainly say that's likely. Over at 1945.com, they're saying that Joe Biden's war on disinformation will end badly. And yeah, I tend to think so, because if this gets to the Supreme Court, there is no way the Supreme Court would say this is a legitimate exercise of government authority over what we see, hear, and read. And this is a desperation move by Biden. He doesn't want us talking about the war. He doesn't want us talking about inflation. He doesn't want us talking about that open southern border. Doesn't want us talking about all the nonsense we've fed about COVID. Doesn't want us talking about LGBTQ in elementary schools. And so he's out there, you know, with social media now coming under attack for censorship. Biden is going to try and federalize it. But again, it is an absolute violation of the First Amendment. And Joe Biden, by doing that, has delegitimized the federal government. We are a nation occupied by an illegitimate government, as of that creation of the Ministry of Truth. Now, we were probably dealing with an illegitimate government before, but, I mean, this makes it obvious to everybody. Because a government that will not constrain itself to the restrictions in that Constitution and that Bill of Rights, it's not a legitimate government. It can't be. There's no way it can be. Another article, this one coming out of Aletho News, asking a very pertinent question. Is Joe Biden's Ministry of Truth really a war against disinformation or against dissent? And obviously the answer is the latter. You know, Joe Biden isn't concerned about disinformation. The U.S. government is one of the biggest sources of disinformation on the planet. What Biden is concerned about is the fact that the American people are not very happy with the government, and they want to see some change. They want to see the gerontocracy voted out of office. They want to see honest elections. They want to see a decent, supportive economy. They want reasonable limits on immigration, and they want the right to decide what their children are going to be taught in these taxpayer-funded public schools. Okay, that's all very reasonable stuff. Getting on back to that issue of disinformation, this was over in Russia today, and Rand Paul came on out saying the U.S. is the world's greatest propagator of disinformation. I totally agree. Absolutely, totally agree. Over at the White House, Jen Psaki is getting ready to head on over to MSNBC and has introduced her successor, Karine Jean-Pierre, and Karine is openly LGBTQ. She is the first black woman to be the White House press secretary, and so, you know, Biden just checked off all the little tick marks on the list. You know, LGBTQ, yes. Black, yes. Woman, yes. Oh, that's going to be good here. And so we're going to see more nonsense coming out of the White House. But now what Biden can do, if anybody challenges Karine's comments the way they are challenging Jen Psaki's, the White House is just going to scream, oh, you're being racist, you're being misogynist, you're being transphobic, you know, and you know, try and silence everybody that way. Don't think it's going to work, because they've worn that out. We've heard it all so many times, we just don't care. Okay, you're a racist. Okay, fine, if you think that. Meanwhile, the new press secretary is already dealing with an ethical dilemma. Karine's partner is CNN political reporter Suzanne Malveaux. And critics are saying this is a major conflict of interest. Okay. Getting on out to Los Angeles, District Attorney George Gascon is getting a lot of negative press these days. The Los Angeles Sheriff, Alex Villanueva, is saying his deputies are making arrests, but the cases just don't go anywhere when they reach George Gascon at the district attorney's office here. And to show you just how soft on crime this guy is, you probably all saw the video of Dave Chappelle on stage at the Hollywood Bowl, where this 23-year-old Isaiah Lee basically rushed the stage and attacked Dave Chappelle. And, you know, the district attorney is saying, no, we're not going to charge him with a felony. Now, this guy who attacked Dave Chappelle, Isaiah Lee is his name, he had a deadly weapon. It was one of those phony guns that when you pull the trigger, there's a knife blade that pops out. It's kind of like a switchblade. It's considered a deadly weapon, the use of which or the possession of which is already a felony. And he didn't brandish the weapon during the assault. He may have planned to do so. But just, you know, tackling Chappelle, you know, that's assault and battery. That's another felony. And all he's going to get is a slap on the wrist, courtesy of District Attorney of Los Angeles, okay, Gascon. Meanwhile, Gascon tried to reduce the potential sentencing enhancement for a mother accused of murdering her own daughter. And this was a pretty sick case here. There was this Los Angeles mother has been ordered to stand trial for allegedly torturing and murdering her four-year-old daughter. Okay, I will grant you, there are some people who shouldn't be parents. And so this is Akira Kayshell Smith, 36, and she's facing charges for murder, assault on a child, and torture in the death of Eternity Smith. And Gascon is trying to basically pull back the potential sentencing enhancements. He seems to think, you know, this is a really good thing to be doing here. Getting into media and social media, I think we reported on this a couple of days ago. There's a new campaign being funded by George Soros that is attacking Elon Musk. They're trying to put out all kinds of negative information, much of it false. I saw one on Twitter where supposedly there was this model actress at the Met Gala saying that Elon Musk's team had propositioned her on behalf of Elon Musk. And that was shot down by Elon Musk's wife, who was also there at the Met, and said there was no team. Okay, that's how desperate they are here. And again, more desperation here. Elon Musk's Twitter takeover is now being investigated by the Federal Trade Commission Antitrust Review. Okay, after this left-wing group that used to employ the agency's chair claimed the deal poses an immediate threat to American democracy. Well, they didn't have any problem when Jeff Bezos bought the Washington Post or any of these other billionaires bought this media. Only Elon Musk. Oh, he's a threat to American democracy. Well, free speech is not a threat to American democracy. It is, in fact, essential to American democracy. All right. Now, there is this organization, Media Matters for America, and the president, Angelo Curacione, appeared on C-SPAN's Washington Journal yesterday, basically defending Twitter for suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop story, and further went on, said there's absolutely nothing suspicious about Hunter Biden selling his paintings for $500,000 each, even though they look like wallpaper samples. Meanwhile, Elon Musk's mother has slammed a recent editorial in the New York Times, which tried to tarnish Elon Musk because of his origins in Africa. And Elon Musk's mother said, you know, are you going to blame children for decisions made by the governments? The New York Times was trying to imply that Elon Musk supported apartheid and was in favor of the policies of South Africa. And no, he was way too young to understand any of that stuff. But again, they're desperate. That I think we can say that the independent media is succeeding in that we are panicking the powers that be, or they wouldn't be making such obvious moves to subvert the Constitution. Okay? All right. Now, over at Netflix, they are panicking. They're losing money. They're losing subscribers. Cuties didn't help. Nobody is looking forward to the new series about a pregnant man. And so Netflix is now making a major change in their programming policy. They are going to de-emphasize the woke content, and they're bringing back what might be described as politically incorrect content. And they're bringing back the original cast of That 70s Show for a revival called That 90s Show, being produced by Netflix. And so, you know, Netflix is finally beginning to realize that going woke and getting broke wasn't really such a good idea, and I have no doubt that their stockholders had a few words on that as well. Okay, let's talk about COVID-19 now. And the FDA has just announced a limit on the Janssen COVID-19 vaccine to certain individuals. And basically it's saying 18 years of age and older, for whom other authorized or approved COVID-19 vaccines are not accessible or clinically inappropriate. So they're starting to put limits on that. The FDA is also limiting the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine over the blood clotting problem. And I thought Johnson & Johnson had stopped selling that stuff a while ago, but it's now basically the FDA is saying, no, you shouldn't do that. Too bad. It's the one that Claire and I got here. Another story, this one coming on out of Europe Renaissance, saying the experimental COVID jab after effects show alarming consequences as 683 drop dead. And the side effect center Lareb in the Netherlands has received 373 reports of inflammation of the heart muscle, myocarditis, or the pericardium, pericarditis, after the corona vaccination. Okay, so yeah, it's becoming really obvious this is a problem. And there is an article over at News Target saying COVID-19 vaccines are more likely to kill people than save lives, according to new research. And they are using data from the CDC itself. And the data revealed there have been over 1 million excess deaths recorded since the coronavirus pandemic started 2 years ago. And excess deaths refer to deaths in excess of the historic average. And reported deaths during that time were caused by heart disease, high blood pressure, dementia, and many other diseases that are not associated with SARS-CoV-2. And researchers from the University of Warwick said the scale of excess in non-COVID deaths is large enough for it to be seen as its own pandemic. And so, yeah, we're seeing skyrocketing rates of these heart inflammations following these COVID vaccines. Another article along the same line from Global Research. There is a whistleblower that has come forward from the CDC saying that the number of adverse events from the COVID shots are seriously underreported in the vaccine adverse event database. And basically the CDC whistleblower, who has signed a sworn affidavit, is saying the actual number of adverse events is 5 times higher than is indicated in the vaccine adverse event reporting system. Out in California, and we mentioned this before, but they're still trying to move forward with it, they're working on a new law that would strip doctors of their medical licenses if they express medical views the state does not agree with. Okay, another First Amendment violation, I might add. California Assembly Bill 2098 designates the dissemination or promotion of misinformation or disinformation related to the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus or COVID-19 is unprofessional conduct warranting disciplinary action that could result in the loss of their medical license. They are desperate to try and keep this covered up because this is turning out to be history's biggest medical goof. I know a lot of people are saying this is deliberate depopulation. Maybe I tend to go for the simplest explanation. They simply goofed. They made mistakes, And rather than correcting those mistakes, they covered them up and kept on going and kept on pushing these shots. And we're already seeing, you know, all of these papers coming out of the FDA because of that judge's order. They're starting to be posted online. People are looking at them. And already the corporate media is out there trying to discredit these FDA documents. Okay, these are not documents that come from some website somewhere. These are from the FDA, and the corporate media is out there saying, no, 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 it doesn't really mean things are bad. Really, we've read it for you, and trust us, we'll tell you, you know, there really is not a problem with those COVID shots. All right, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon. Socialist banker to the one world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're getting into the international news here. Israel's Supreme Court has basically granted their approval for the eviction of 1,000 Palestinians in Masafar Yatta. and they rejected a petition against the eviction, and it's been going on for like two decades, this argument over this particular area here. Meanwhile, hundreds of settlers stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque and raised the Israeli flag. And they were, as usual, accompanied by Israeli security forces. Those forces arrested at least 40 Palestinians during the settlers' assault on Al-Aqsa. Alrighty, now the U.S. Senate has confirmed Carolyn Kennedy to be the new U.S. ambassador to Australia. This happened yesterday, and she was a former ambassador to Japan and a daughter of the late President John F. Kennedy. So good that she's getting there. Australia, well, when I was there, Australia was nice. The people were wonderful. Anyway, the United States is giving Sweden security assurances if it will apply to join NATO. So they're still going on out there trying to get more and more countries into NATO, knowing that this is what has precipitated the situation in Ukraine. So Swedish Foreign Minister Ann Lind met with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Washington back on the 4th and discussed NATO's commitment to welcoming new members and assuring European security. Well, I don't know. Right now, Europe doesn't look very secure thanks to NATO here. All right, getting into the economic news now. Wall Street had a really bad day yesterday. They're slightly in the red today, nothing to worry about, but really bad yesterday. And it's because investors are concerned that the Federal Reserve may hike rates again to try and get inflation under control. And so that's pretty nasty. Meanwhile, Republican senators held a press conference to discuss the runaway inflation and the Biden administration's economic policies. This was a video on One American News Network, and you can see it at whatreallyhappened.com. Now, the housing market seems to be slowing down, and basically Zillow, their stock has plunged after they issued a dire housing outlook. And yesterday, Zillow lost as much as 13% in late trading after a dismal outlook stoked investor fears that rising mortgage rates will spark the next crash in the U.S. housing market. And yeah, it most likely will. All right. Bulgaria and the Czech Republic have joined the growing list pushing for exemptions on a Russian oil embargo. The EU is still out there saying we're going to ban Russian oil and gas, and all of the European member states, member nations, are saying, no, we can't get along without it. Okay, we're going to take a break here for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252. Call on in, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.